Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
One thing, if you do believe in a company, you do have to start considering to put money when it reaches 52-week low. So there's 2 stocks that hit 52-week lows that I want to ask both of you guys about that I'm sure people are interested in. The first one, Troy, Amazon.
Yeah.
That was your pick of the year.
Uh-huh.
It hit its 52-week low.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
I'm still long on Amazon.
Did you put money in?
That's one of my plays for tomorrow. So it's funny you mentioned too. I had Disney. I bought a few shares of Disney when it got down to 130 today, and Amazon. So Amazon and Crowd were my next two that I was looking at. And I think that was it. That's it for me. Like I just told you the whole portfolio. That's it. Outside of SMH, XLY, XLK, the ones that I just spoke to you about, and Amazon and Crowd, that's it for me. But yeah, I'm still long on it. Obviously this is, you know, it's a correction for the entire tech space, but Amazon's too powerful. It's too powerful. And when they report, I think they're reporting about sometime next week, you're going to see, I think they estimated $140 million quarter, which is unprecedented. I think it's the largest quarter in its history. And all the reasons we said at the end of last year, man, well, what they have coming for the year, we're only in January, y'all. Like we're 3 weeks into January. We're not even done with January, but Amazon is my long-term play. Like I said, I think it's going to be my stock of the year. So I'm still good with that.
Too big to fail.
Too big to fail, man. And they're moving in. We'll get there. We'll talk about the metaverse.
Yeah. CrowdStrike, very, very, that's very important. We'll talk about that later on, cybersecurity. But Ian, this is a question I'm sure everybody wants to know. Another stock that hit a 52-week low, Square. Mm-hmm. Square. What is the deal with Square?
I'll chime in on Amazon. 2634 is the area that I'm looking for on Amazon. It's very interesting, like the amount of hedge funds that are out of it because of the price is too high. So now that it's at 2700 and some change, there's a lot more capital you can put to other things that are cheaper. Everyone tell me what prices have I called for Square as of recent. Square is going to do great, but you got to give it probably 6 to 7 months as they're making this transition to be okay. So if you got in 129 and below, you'll be fine. If you got in higher than that, I'll throw you guys a price out where you can average down and be good. Square would be fine, but it's one of those businesses where you have to give it some time while they're getting their team together. But in a year or two, they'll be A-okay. Everything is just coming off the highs, and now capital is repositioning. We even see it in crypto. Everyone's killing me. Ian doesn't know about crypto. I'm like, they are tied together. When all the big families and all the big hedge funds are invested in it as well, you're going to see when the market tanks. Because supposedly, crypto was supposed to act like the VIX and go to the upside, and we're not there. So crypto, Square would be good, but you're going to have to give it, you have to be accurate like 13, 14 months for it to see a great boom again. But yeah, they'll be fine.
The, what was the VIX got up to 35 today?
Let me go look.
Something like that? Yeah, another indicator.
Yeah.
Volatility in the market.
36 is change.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
Peloton.
Shout out to Mike.
Rest in peace to Peloton.
Over with.
So if you're not familiar with Peloton, this has been a story that has just been carrying on for weeks. Stock has been crashing. It just continues to just fall even further.
Did it go up? I think it went up today.
Today it went up.
Yeah.
But it's continued just to fall.
Yeah.
The Sex and the City thing where the guy died on the Peloton. And
rest in peace to Big.
Billions. I guess a guy had a heart attack on the Peloton. They actually released a statement and said that they didn't give authorization for their product to be used in Billions. So it's just,
of course, they wouldn't.
Yeah. So now there's pressure. Now there's pressure for the CEO to step down from a big investor that came in. There's pressure for CEO to step down. There's also pressure that they sell the company. Who is in consideration or rumors to buy Peloton? None other than Apple.
I spoke about this.
That'll be very interesting if that happens.
Yeah.
So, all right, Peloton, what are five mistakes that Peloton made, and what can we learn from this Peloton fiasco?
Yeah, number one, selection of the wrong business. They are a hardware business that got into tech, not a tech business that also serves software. Fitness is probably, outside of Planet Fitness, is probably one of the worst businesses to be in. Write this down. Any business that you are dependent on humans to consistently take action, you're going to lose in. Fitness is a horrible business. Number two, they didn't raise capital at the right time. So when they were at that peak, and last year when they were like at 170 or...
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
140, they should have began raising capital and not been delusional and drunk the Kool-Aid of the cult thinking that they didn't need more money, because now they're in a position they can't even service anything new to the audience, because I think they may only have 5 or 6 months of reserves in the company. That sucks. So when your capital outlays are that heavy and the subscriptions are not doing well, you're going to run into a danger zone. Number three, they misled the investors of the company about how much capital was needed before they gave out that billion in equity. So anytime you have leadership that lies to the investor base, that's never a good thing. I get it. A ton of stocks went up in 2020. Zoom got caught up in it as well. Teladoc as well. But when you begin to lie to cover up the mistakes of the business, that's never a good sign. Number four, constant changing of price strategy. There's two models you can chase. You can be premium, which I prefer to do, or be low end. You can't play both sides, right? And then you have to understand, even when you have a subscription-based business, the best case scenario, you're going to lose 5% every month, no matter what. Worst case, you can lose 20 to 25%. So in 4 to 5 months, you can lose the majority of your base if they don't love you at a product. And then one of the biggest ones, lifestyle creep. They bought a 300,000 square foot office space in New York at the peak of the market. Because, and then the CEO, and that's why I tell you guys about lifestyle creep, got a $55 million vacation home nearby. So as soon as things got popping, I'm not mad at it. Everyone wants to the 80s babies, Gordon Gekko, now the Axelrod lifestyle, but that lifestyle creep into the business. As you grow, you have to keep those expenses low just in case things turn bad, right? So that's a big mistake. Whenever I see a lot of splurging in the business, and that's why I always go to, if we look at the crop of Indian CEOs, because of their humble beginnings and conditions, they come here, they rise, but they live a relatively low lifestyle. That's one of the things I love about Microsoft CEO. That culture has been embedded from his experience into the company. And as you've seen the turn in Microsoft, number six, just not knowing there wasn't enough demand for what they were offering and buying into the hype. And I think that the final mistake that they made was not pitching to sell to Apple, Google, or Disney last year. Because if you look in that space, stock was at 171. You're arguing at that point that they're more valuable than Square. Impossible. I feel bad for this company. I know they're going to try and take the company over from the CEO. I feel bad for him. But it's at 29.71. I'm telling you, do not touch Peloton unless they get a new CEO and new leadership under their possession. It is dead.
We said five, but you gave seven. So I was just going to add, and you kind of said it. Because I was looking, man, like I've been to 34th and 7th, and I'm like, why does Peloton have a building here? Mm-hmm. It's like, it used to be a garage. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? But the thing about Peloton, and I have one, was like, what's the competitive advantage?
None.
Right? Like, yeah, the bikes are cool, and yeah, the classes are cool, and yeah, some of the trainers are cool, but like Nordic Track can do the same thing.
Right. Going back to the point we brought up earlier, what is the one thing, every business owner and future entrepreneur, write this down. What's the one thing that you can do that no one else can copy? For me, it's this crystal ball. You have to find that one thing.
And if you were watching the NFL like this weekend, I know a lot of people are, like, I saw more NordicTrack commercials than ever before. Because they know that competitor is taking a hurting right now. And so here comes NordicTrack with all of it. Another thing is, just like you said, outside of just selling the company, but strategic partnerships.
Yeah.
Like, you could have had a subscription with maybe a Planet Fitness or, right? You have.
You can't even play apps on there.
Yeah. That's
true. Can't play YouTube, Spotify, like nothing. Disney Plus.
There's no integration, right? There's no strategic partnerships inside the machine. I know that they try to upgrade the machines, but even that, the supply chain kind of hurt them too. So were they ready for this moment, right? Because when you order a bike, like even during the pandemic, when everybody was home, you try to order a bike, it's going to take you like 2 months to get it. Right. So the demand was there at the time, the supply wasn't ready. So when we talk about mistakes, are we ready for this moment?
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.